this is Neil and Debbie. We are back.
Are you all right? Your voice just broke, Neil.
I think you might have done.
Neil's bought more than just a tan back from Thailand.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
To Lisa Young on Gaydio. Hello, this is Neil and Debbie here. G'day, mate.
How are you there, friend? Here's a guy in. Here's a guy in, you joker.
Oh, stop.
It is stunning to be back.
It's lovely.
Three weeks we've been away.
I know, yeah.
3 weeks we've been away. Neil has been in...
It's Thailand time, it's Thailand time. Put your hands in the air,
it's Thailand time.
But we must start the show off with a disclaimer.
Mm.
All right. Neil is... We might have to get 999 on the line.
We'll have to get the triage doctor in.
Would you please drop the bed, please, Neil?
Yeah.
Because I've got my own one here.
Right.
Neil's come back feeling very ill.
Very unwell.
I don't want to say too much, but he might have to run to the ladies. All right? So if you hear sudden dead air, he's had to take an emergency break. Are you all right, Neil?
I'm fine.
He's fine.
How are you?
Yeah, beautiful. It's such a busy show. I brought half of Mardi Gras, Sydney Mardi Gras, back with me.
Oh, exciting.
Including some friends I may have picked up for you.
Oh, really?
In a particular, what should we say, parade, particular section of the parade from a certain area in the world.
Ah, lovely. Right?
Also got some incredible news about Pink, about Kylie, and some breaking news about... some other things I've written down.
I've
got shit like that, love. No, I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Well done. I've got some exciting news about Priscilla the Party.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's play a song and just have a lie down, because I think it's all been too much for us, to be honest with you. It's just too much. Fine. Too much.
No.
Barbara Streisand.
They are. Duck sauce on KDO.
Yeah. This is Neil and Debbie. We're delighted to be back from our respective holidays. Neil's been in Thailand making a lot of friends.
I've actually.
And I've been... Well, we'll hear about that later on, I'm sure. They've been in touch with me on Twitter, actually, Neil. Been in touch with me, some
of them
have.
All
of them?
Have
how many? How many?
I made a few friends, you know.
What do you mean, made a few? What? How many few?
Well, four or five.
Or five friends.
Yeah.
What did you score them in your phone? Because do you remember that when you used to have men on your phone, it used to say the name of the person and then the score out of 10. And I've been with you quite a few times, and your phone's gone off, and it's been like Mark 2. Mm. No, I'm not answering that.
No.
And then you get someone like Rhiannon, and he's got 9.5. You know?
No, this time was on the whole. Actually, no, because I'm a bit choosier now. So they're all up above 6 and 7.
I'm not sure you can afford to be choosier. Let's go to the news.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it?
Good.
At this point on the show each week, we take a look at the good, bad and lovely things that have been going on in the world. And we will start with something. We've got kind of an Australian theme to the show this week. Good news from New South Wales has become the latest Australian state to ban the practice of gay conversion therapy. The bill passed with 22 votes in favour and 4 against after hours of debate in a marathon parliament sitting overnight. The legislation will criminalise gay conversion as well as make it illegal for people to be taken out of New South Wales to undergo controversial therapy. Here is the actual moment that it sort of got passed.
I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
There are many people to thank. There are too many people to thank. They know who they are. History is made, and our friends in the LGBTQ plus community deserve that history. Thank you.
Yeah. Sounded quite tearful there, didn't he? Let's hope we hear our parliament doing just the same thing in the very near future, I hope.
Hear, hear. And I got very emotional hearing that, Neil, and I heard it live on ABC last night.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic to hear. Four against. I hope those four are feeling really small today. You absolute idiots. You absolute idiots. And also, when are we going to have that over here, Rashid? Just
exactly.
Questioning. It's only been about 50 years since we've been asking for it.
That was the good. The bad. Russian authorities have arrested employees of a gay club as part of the country's first criminal extremism case against members of the LGBTQ plus community. It's the first criminal case of its kind launched since Russia banned the so-called international LGBT movement amid an accelerating crackdown on our community there. The two men arrested remain in custody until May and face up to 10 years in prison. Desperately sad, that is. With the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics just around the corner, organisers have ordered 300,000 condoms for athletes staying in the Olympic Village. With roughly 9,000 athletes expected to attend, that averages out to almost 2 condoms per day and 30 per athlete. Now, there's a reason for this. The tradition of ordering condoms for Olympic athletes dates back to the 1988 Seoul Games as part of an effort to raise awareness of HIV/AIDS. So that's the reason it started, but I'm sure it's become quite necessary. Over the ensuing years, an increase number of rubbers were ordered for each Olympics, topping out at 450,000 condoms distributed at the 2016 Rio Games. That's 42 per athlete.
Rio Games, Neil. I'm just doing the maths here. I've got my finger on my ear like Carol Vorderman on their thing. That's the same amount that you took to Thailand. So that's actually quite interesting there. Actually quite a jinxy coincidence there.
Medusa on Gaydio, that's called Phone. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Shut the front door. Shut the front door. I stayed in an amazing gay hotel in the gay part of Sydney. Hi, it's Neil and Debbie here, back from Holes. Before Sydney Mardi Gras, called Medusa.
Oh.
And we fell in love with Jesse, who owned it. Oh, he was, him and his husband are my favourite people on earth.
Oh, really?
And half the crew on Qantas, I might add, but more about that later. Thank you for putting us upstairs. Anyway, at the Sendebs at Gaydio, this is coming through, first one through from Chris Patrick Curley on Twitter, Stroke X. Are you back in Blighty then? And then the flag of Britain. Yes, we are, Chris. Yes, we are. It's been quite boring while we've been away, Neil. I don't think much has gone on at all. For example, I don't know what you heard, but Ray won a Brit.
You just don't understand what this means to me.
And someone called Jamie Lee Curtis won an Oscar.
Stop! We just won an Oscar together!
I just won an Oscar.
And I mean, this is just such tiny news now. I'm surprised anyone even raised an eyebrow. But two icons met on stage.
So we're gonna sing a little song together. Are you ready? Let's see if they know this song.
This is a Madonna's concert. Repeat, Madonna. That gay vibe go through the Richter scale.
That actually did reach Thailand, that story. I saw a little clip of them doing that. Amazing.
Love. As soon as it came through on Lisa's phone, she watched it 50 times. She was really getting my wick by the end of it.
Oh, really?
You can imagine.
Mm.
But wasn't that fantastic?
Beautiful.
We went to see Madonna in London on day four of the tour, and there were rumours that Kylie was going to go on stage, and we were like, oh my God, the buzz is... She's going to be Kylie, it's going to be Kylie, it's going to be the judging. And out popped Stella McCartney. You could almost hear the, oh no, around the audience. But it finally happened, Kylie Madonna. And great news, we've got the new one by Kylie and Sia coming up.
Hannah wants Sam Devine on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. We've got Jazz's Shooting Star here very soon.
Neil, are you okay? We're just doing a check, and Neil's come back from Thailand with something in his body that doesn't belong there.
Hello, get it out of me.
Are you all right?
I'm all right, yes. I'm fine.
Okay, we'll do a little check. You were coughing in between songs, love.
I know.
Please don't die on air. Please don't die on air. Although we have done that many a time before.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio at the address I've forgotten. You're on Instagram, aren't you, Neil?
That's right. This is ndebs is where you'll find us on Instagram.
Shortly, I shall be bringing you some of the action from Sydney Mardi Gras, which is why I was in Sydney.
Mm. Neil, we're at the parade, the start of the parade, and the dykes on bikes have arrived. Can you hear the throttle?
So more of that in a moment. And I found you a load of new friends in Sydney Mardi Gras, but it doesn't sound like you need them, Neil, because quote unquote, people are quoting this on Twitter, you made 4 or 5 new friends in Thailand because quote, I'm a bit choosier now. So 4 or 5 in 3 weeks.
Mm. Well, I visited different places, so, you know, I couldn't take them all with me. You know what? You know why? What's the point? You go meet a new one each way place you get to.
So 4 or 5. That's by my calculations, Carol. That's 2. That's almost 1.8 per week. Are you still in touch with any of these people?
Yes, actually.
Yes. Mm. Right. We'll delve into that next, and because we might have an update from Neil's Central Line adventures. So should we delve into that and Sydney Mardi Gras next?
Because each other so long. Ooh, ooh, yeah. DOD, so much in love on Gaydio.
Oh, that's quite relevant, actually, isn't it? Yeah. It's Nun Debbie here on Gaydio. This is coming from Karina Arse. Where the hell is this? This is NDebs. Oh, it's about time they graced us with their presence on Saturday mornings again. The cover has been fab, but it's not our Neil and Debbie. I need to start my Saturdays to function better.
Oh.
So much has happened. Kylie and Madonna, for starters. Yes, that has happened, and we did refer to that a moment ago. But, Karina, would we have an update with Neil over in the love corner? Because I can't help but notice, Neil, although you are ill, because you've come back with something from Thailand, a little thing, I can't help but notice you look very sort of glowy.
Yes.
Your tan is amazing. You've made an effort with your hair. And, quote unquote, you've made 4 or 5 friends because you're a bit choosier now while you've been abroad. Would you mind please telling us what those 4 or 5 friends are and a bit more, please?
Well, I've started off in Bangkok, where I met this guy on one of the apps, as you do, and we had some very nice time together, and we just really hit it off, and he was so lovely. He took me to an ancient monument 60 miles north of Bangkok. We drove out one Saturday afternoon, took me around there. I took him to a tea room. We had a lovely time there. We went to a weekend market. I then stayed with him overnight. And then we went to another thing the next day to see his wonderful silk museum. We had a fabulous time, Debbie.
Sorry, it sounds like a cultural show on BBC. Was Mary Beard there?
No. God, no. So no, there was no beards around.
A date and you went to a silk show?
No, not a show. Jim Thompson's house in Bangkok.
I've been there. It's brilliant. He's a disappearing spy. And round the corner from there, that's where Lisa and I had a massage by a Thai lady and nearly broke our necks. I love Jim Thompson's house.
Oh, I didn't know you'd been there. It was amazing, isn't it? Oh,
love, I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere. So that's the Bangkok man.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds interesting, but... too cultural. Can we please go to man number two, please?
Man number two. He was very sweet. Yeah. Not too much to say about him, really.
Okay, so he's out the picture. Yeah. I've scrapped him out. Yeah. Man number three, please.
Oh, well, Neil. He was good. Yeah. Yeah. What I met him for a massage. And that's, honestly, it was just a normal massage.
Yeah.
You know, just a very good massage, yeah. I met this other guy for a massage. I had this knot in my back that's been there for ages. I don't know what he did, but over 2 sessions, it's gone. He was genius.
We want to know, Neil. So that's massage man number 3 and 4. They're out the picture. So can we go to man number 5, please, Neil?
This was the guy I met later in my last week. And, He was lovely.
So where did you meet him, please? So some details.
Once again, I met him for... Well, I met him on an app. We met for a drink. Yeah. And then... Met for a drink. Yeah,
did he take you to a museum or anything?
No, he took me to the beach, actually. Yeah.
And then to the clouds above. So he's beach man.
Yeah, beach man.
Out out of all of them, I think that's he sounds like you were happiest with him.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And man number one. So are you seeing, are you chatting to these men?
I am actually chatting to number five. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, number five. Mm. Right, I better come up with a name for him then, because Beachman doesn't really cover it.
Yeah, his name is Pete, so, actually.
Oh, that's not sexy, is it? Oh, you've completely... I'll come up with a better name for that. Thank you very much, Neil. It's a very concise review of your time in Thailand.
Sia and Kylie, Dance Alone on KDO.
This is Neil and Debbie. It is beautiful to be back in Gay UK, and so much still to come on the show, including an incredible bit of breaking news about we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The Bristolian version. Lovely.
Was that Australian?
No, Bristolian.
Bristolian, yeah. Yeah. We're off to see... Here, Mr. Air, we want to see that wizard over there, don't we, my love? And there's no place like home, Cocker. Right, Neil. Yes. Over to Twitter, if I may. Mm-hmm. And this is coming, or X, whatever he's doing at the moment. This is coming from Chris Whitehead. Hello, Chris Whitehead. Oh, unhappy face, Neil. Unhappy face. I'm really missing one of my radio highlights of the week. No, Neil and Debbie on Gaydio while they camp it up on Oz and Thailand. Yes, we did camp it up as hell, Chris. I would like to take you right now, if I may, to Australia, where 3 weeks ago today, Lisa and I were jet-lagged as hell. Mm. And we almost need like an Uma Thurman syringe of adrenaline into our bodies, because we had no sleep, nowhere, and we trotted our lallies down Oxford Street, where Mardi Gras was happening. Neil, I may have got a bit excited.
Excellent.
And I know that one of your favourite acts at acts, one of your favourite moments of Sydney Mardi Gras, is the start of the parade.
Oh yeah, definitely. So exciting.
Right, this is one of many reports that I made for you. Most of them are inaudible, but this was the very moment we landed down Oxford Street. You could not move for feather boas and very, very skimpy pants. And this is report number one, please, Bob.
Neil, we're at the parade, the start of the parade, and the dykes on bikes have arrived. Can you hear? Can you hear the throttle? The power between their legs. So we're rushing to get to the front of the thing.
Yeah. So as you can see, that wasn't a great report. So I went and did another one for you.
Oh, well done.
Warning, the sound of engines revving are erotic.
Here we are at the start. That might be a bit too noisy for you to hear, but we're at the start of the 46th Sydney Lesbian and Gay Mardi Gras. The theme is our future. There are 12,000 people marching in the parade, and the first group have just set off. They are the dykes on bikes, as you can hear. Oh, this is absolutely awesome. So many people tonight. There's going to be Cece Peniston, Alternate, Roger Blanco, and Adam Lambert, which I will try to get you some of later.
Now, I have posted some things online, Neil, of some of the things I saw, the sights I saw on Sydney Mardi Gras. But then I went a bit serious. Have I got time to play you one of my more serious
I think we
clips?
Need to save it, because, yes.
We'll save it for next, because right now, and I've retweeted this, Adam Lambert looked very excited to be on stage at Sydney Mardi Gras, and he closed his entire set with this. His performance was electric. Honestly, love, we were climbing the walls when he performed this.
Chicane, Natasha Bedingfield, and Bruised Water on Gaydio's Anthems. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. How you doing?
Sorry, how you doing? When was that? Because they're on your catchphrase since you come back from Bangkok. How you doing? This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk or on Instagram. What are we, Neil, please?
This is Ndebs, is where you'll find us, yes.
Not too busy talking to Perfect Pete from Thailand.
No.
No, not at the moment.
We've got you. No, he's online.
Is he? Send him a message. Get him on air.
No, get him
on air. Neil, please. It's great for the ratings. While I was in Australia, Neil, if I may just share this little story with you. I went to Australia with Lisa. By the way, do you know women aren't allowed to play the didgeridoo?
Really?
Like, we're not used to having something like that near our mouths. No, it's apparently it's an insult.
How ridiculous.
Oh, I can't stop the didgeridoo.
Oh, dear, that'll learn you.
Oh, no.
Revenge it's of not, the didgeridoo.
Oh, no, it's not stopping. There we go, I stopped it now. But while we were in Australia, guess who else was there?
Well, loads of people. They're all there for Mardi Gras.
They were there for Mardi Gras, Neil. Taylor Swift was performing.
Right.
And Pink did two concerts. I cannot tell you how much Australia adores Pink. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
We went past all the fans dressed up to go out to a concert. And things being in Australia are about 50 times more expensive than they are anywhere else because it takes a lot of money to, you know, move stars over there.
Yeah.
And Pink, while she was there, achieved the award for the biggest female stadium tourer ever in Australia.
Oh, wow.
She's beaten anybody else.
Good for her.
And she released this thing. She goes, so here are my feelings. And some of my nice things. My feelings, Australia and New Zealand, I love you and I love it here. You get me and you always have. We've grown up together over the last 20 years and we've danced, laughed, screamed and cried together. You've always been there for me, but this week I learnt just how great your support has been. And they provided her with a huge, like a comedy check style award for the biggest, most successful like touring artist in Australia ever. And she's done something fabulous this week. She was interviewed by a sexist interviewer about Madonna. And she got asked this question and listen to how she dealt with it.
And you're asking me what I think about Madonna's face. That is not progress.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be talking about Madonna's face. We should be talking about all the badass shit that woman did for the rest of us to come along after her. That's not progress.
Right.
That's not progress. That's clickbait.
Ooh. Now, the interview took a slight cold turn after that.
Not surprised.
Because I don't think he'd done his homework and didn't realise how much she adores Madonna.
Mm.
So I think in honour of Pink and Madonna, I think we should play some classic Madonna. Are you ready? Come on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Get some lycra out, Neil. Back comb your hair in the 80s and just destroy the ozone layer.
Madonna, Angel. What year was that, Debbie?
Oh, it would have been 83, 84.
Oh, okay.
83, 84.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that version's all right, but it's not as good as this, is it?
I'm standing on a cloud. Every time you're
around. We played it on our last show before the holidays. You know it is, don't you?
Go on.
You know it is.
Mind me.
Do you not know who that is? Bit more for you then.
And the sadness disappears every time you are near.
Oh, God. It's not silly.
It is.
A mucky kid. You dirty ass.
Just in it.
Honestly, you don't realise how flipping fantastic Madonna is to you, Delph. Well, I always knew, but just the back catalogue is ridiculous.
Oh, yes. Superb. Really good.
And she's still getting sexist questions and ageist questions. Like, oh, what have you done to your face? Well, what's that interview done to his face?
Mm.
I noticed that interviewer wore a cap, by the way,
right.
And he hadn't shaved for days, so you couldn't really see it.
He had the cheek to show his, didn't he?
What do you mean?
He had the cheek to show his face. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you mean, but at this is Ndebs at Gadio, please get. We love hearing from you. We just adore it. We've missed you. We have missed you.
Mm.
Neil, coming up, we can delve more into your holiday if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah. Ask me anything you
can
like.
We?
Yeah, anything you like.
Okay.
I don't want to know more about your time in Australia.
Well, can I play you? I started to get a bit of delusions of grandma and thought I was reporting for the news at 10 at Sydney Mardi Gras. Have I got time to play something now? Should we come back?
Yeah, no, I'd love... Come on, Kate Ady, let's hear some more.
Do you want to hear? Well, this was, you know, bear in mind we'd had no sleep at Sydney Mardi Gras. Lisa and I were in the press pit. We were right next to this super hot ABC reporter who apparently is a famous comedian. Well, she was like French and Saunders, you know, the extras that try and get on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa got on TV more times than anybody else on that parade. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise I was in your camera shot. Oh, gosh. And she was really going for it. And then I thought I was, you know, reporting for Tom Bradbury at News at 10. Here's one of my reports from Sydney Mardi Gras.
This is Debbie Ryan for Gaydio live at Mardi Gras in Sydney. We've just had a giant Priscilla, Queen of the Desert stiletto blown up one go past us. We've had a Barbie float go past us, and we've had definitely the most moving one so far with the original marchers in, they're called the 78s, and they're basically our version of Peter Tatchell and the original marchers at the first ever Sydney Mardi Gras, and the cheers for them were incredible. We've now got P-Flag coming up. The P-Flag vote is coming up. There's going to be a huge, huge cheer for them. It's such a wonderful Mardi Gras. It's the 46th one, and I shall be back with more in a bit.
Brilliant.
Debbie Ryan, news at 10.
Nina,
and
Nana.
It was.
ATB, 9 p.m. till I come on Gaydio's Anthems ahead of Freedom of Choice very soon. Neil and Debbie
here. That's for you, Perfect Pete, Neil's brand new friend from Thailand. It's Thailand time. Over to Twitter, Neil, please.
Yes.
And I trot. This is from Chris. Hello, Chris. Beautiful to hear for you. He says, one for you when you're back on the airwaves. And he's done a winky smiley face. I can't hear it, but I know it features...
All right, Cocker.
Sup up and sod off.
Julie Goodyear from Corriora, and it's her throwing things at a really hot woman in the, I think it was the 90s when my stepmom used to watch it. Is her name Tanya?
Possibly.
Tanya, she had an affair with like Curly or someone.
Oh, right, yes.
She was so, honestly, Neil, I only used to watch it to catch, you know, when you're a kid and you just watch something to catch a glimpse of someone you fancy.
Yeah.
Basically, like me watching Gladiators every weekend when I was a kid.
Right.
You didn't watch it for the plot, did you?
No. Absolutely not.
You just hoped someone you fancy
came
hottie. Up. We'll play that hottie.
Yeah.
Sorry, a hottie, Neil.
It's like me and Tim Vincent. Tim Nice but Vincent. Yeah.
So, thank you. We'll play that clip out next week because I haven't got the facilities to get it off this week. But right now, it's time for our favourite feature.
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive where we find three tracks to play clips from, which Debbie has to then decide from those three clips, only one of the songs that we can hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour. And I've decided I wanted to go sort of kind of come back quite hard, something quite clubby this time round, if that's okay with you.
Yes, please, Neil. Yes.
Your name's not down, you're not coming in. First up, Hoxton Hawes.
Yes, please, this one, Fusion.
No. Obviously, you need to hear all the choices before you can decide which one you want to hear in full.
Don't
That's
need
the rules.
It. Don't need it, Neil. That
well,
was...
no, you haven't heard choice number two, Faithless, Insomnia.
No.
Oh. I can't get no sleep.
Faithless, Insomnia, choice number two. And not for you? I know you love Faithless.
I love Faithless, but that's not my favourite song. I love We Come One, I love Savamea.
God is
a
DJ.
I like the more unpredictable ones. God is a DJ is all right, yeah. Just not that one, because it's overplayed.
Okay, we hear you. So last choice this week, Jerome Ismay, Hold That Sucker Down. Jerome Ismay, Hold That Sucker Down, choice number three on Freedom of Choice for this week. There we are.
Oh, I don't know, love, because I'd quite like to play that one. Was that inspired by Perfect Pete in Thailand? It's going to be number one, but I won't reveal that until 10-2.
No,
whatever
you do.
10-2.
No. Okay.
No, well,
done.
That.
You know the rules. Freemasons with Winter Gordon and Believer on Gaydio.
And I saw her face. Neil, can I just say, Winter Gordon did one of my favourite versions of Donna Summer, I Feel Love, on an Annie Mac 3 CD mix that I had a few years ago. I played it to death. I really love Annie Mac. I think she's absolutely ruddy fantastic. Mm. There's another woman in my life who I adore.
All right.
And it's to do with...
Oh, lovely.
I got some beautiful news about Carrie Fisher.
Oh, I love Carrie Fisher.
Have you heard about the documentary?
Which one?
The one about photographs of Carrie Fisher?
No.
Your nips will come out because it's really exciting. Wow. And before then, I've got some breaking news about the most famous pair of shoes in Gayland.
Right.
All right?
In Gayland. Where are you going with that?
Right now, though, may I pop to Twitter very quickly? This is a link into the break, so shouldn't be more than about 30 seconds. Paul Rodrigo on Twitter, yes. Funky London P. Oh, I've just listened to the podcast. Such a wonderful show and so lovely to spend so much love to Robin. He's talking about Robin Windsor, which was our last show before we went on holiday.
Yeah.
This is very sadly missed. So nice to see him celebrated fully. Also,
right.
3 weeks without you. 3 weeks! Mary, mother of Madonna. I need medication or gin or both. Hurry back, honeys. Well, we have. We have hurried back.
We certainly have.
And, yeah. All right, Neil. Neil's got a very smug look on his face. You're thinking about Perfect Pete from Dialand again.
I am, actually, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, no. Move on.
Playing our way through Gaydio's anthems. This is Neil and Debbie here. This is Saturday. You can tweet us at thisisndebs at Gaydio. Our email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
They're gone. The ruby slippers. What have you done with them?
Well, we've stolen them from the person who stole them from the Judy Garland Museum in 2005, and they're going on tour, Neil. Have you heard about this?
No, I hadn't, no.
Well, you first said you had Taylor, you've had Madonna, you've had Pink. Now the Ruby Slippers are going on a worldwide tour.
Wow.
Get your tickets now. Do you want to know where they're going?
Go on, yeah, we're following their footsteps.
They aren't very good. They are going to LA, New York, London.
Brilliant.
And one of your favourite places, Neil, Tokyo.
Oh, lovely.
And then they're going to finish at an auction in December.
Oh.
I mean, can you imagine owning those?
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
Can you imagine owning those?
Are these the actual ruby ones? Or because there were green ones, weren't there? And there was a ruby pair, I believe.
No, you should get a bit anal about it, Neil. It's the ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Just sort of sucking the fun out of this. So, you know, they got stolen years ago and the FBI sort of did a huge cover up. You know, they really went into it and they found them.
Mm.
Well, because I think there were about 4 or 5 pairs, weren't there?
Believe so, yeah.
I bet they were really uncomfortable. I bet afterwards, Judy Garland was like, if I ever see those ruby slippers, I'm going to throw them at the wall.
Well,
I
she was older than the character she portrayed and she was all strapped into her, strapped down, wasn't she?
She was strapped down, Neil. Strapped down. But I bet those slippers don't look comfy. Nice shoes never are they?
No.
They're never comfy.
No, that's very true.
So they're going on tour, which is amazing news. And not only that, Neil, it's just been announced the Wizard of Oz is doing a limited run in London.
Oh, right.
Guess who's starring in it?
Go on, tell me.
Who would you like? It's one of your favourites. He was in JLS.
Oh, Aston Merrifield.
Aston Merrigold. Merrigold, Neil.
That's right, yeah.
You really remembered that name. And he's playing the Tin Man. And guess who's playing the Wicked Witch of the West?
Go on.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
It's petrifying, actually. There she goes. The Vivian is playing the Wicked Witch
brilliant casting.
Of the West. Oh, no one cares about the goodies in that show. You just want to see the baddie, don't you?
Yeah.
I hope they give the whole of the audience ruby slippers, foam ruby slippers, so you throw them at the Vivian when she announces on stage. I'd love to go along to an interactive Wizard of Oz. It's like when they walk through the poppy fields, they sort of release sleeping things.
Yeah, you fall asleep in the audience. Yeah.
And when, you know, the ruby slippers or when the flying monkeys, I mean, I don't know what you do with that. It's like a pillow to hide under or something, you know. So there, if anyone in the West End wants my idea, please contact me at This Is NDebs. Thank you.
Oh, happy days, happy Mondays. Step on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
I love that when he went loose on TFI.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was in the audience for that, do you know?
No,
yeah, one of my best friends worked on that show.
Oh, well done.
And we were always in the bar.
Oh,
so we
were
feet away from...
No.
Yeah.
You've never told me this before.
Well, I'm telling you it now. Listen up.
Oh.
Listen. Yeah, it was a really good show, that one. I miss sort of really great TV like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I miss the things I miss most are SMTV. I loved Ant Date and Cat Deeley.
Yeah.
Especially Wonky Donkey.
Oh, yeah. Love Wonky
Donkey. Oh, I loved Wonky Donkey so much. I loved it. Anyway, we can't live in the past. Good morning to Chris Barrows.
Oh, yes.
He's sending us lots of love. It's lovely to be back. And Chris, I'm just looking through your tweets here, Chris, your exes. Big spider running around the living room. I didn't think they came back out yet. I've just seen it at the corner of my eye. So he's still hiding in the corner of that. You just want to get the Hoover on that, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, suck
get
it
the
up.
Hoover.
Yeah.
I've got a... are you thinking of Perfect Pete again, Neil? Yeah, perfect. Time to reveal this week's Freedom of Choice.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
The weekly deep dive into the archive, and earlier on I gave Debbie three clips from three classic tracks, Hoxton Hall's Faithless and also Jerome Ismaë's Hold That Sucker Down. Those were your choices this week. Yeah. Only one song in full can we hear.
Well, I don't think it's going to surprise, but can I just say, don't use a Hoover on a spider.
No?
It's a glass. Use a glass and then a firm bit of cardboard and release it outside.
Oh, I see.
To trap the animal in the thing and then throw it outside.
It's technically an insect, isn't it? Isn't it an insect?
Yes, but an animal is an insect as well. It's a creature.
It's a creature.
Creature and animal. Mm. You know all about creatures, don't you? Mm-hmm. Down below.
Creatures down below.
And the creatures down below. Neil, I would love the best song out of those three, and it does things to my body. I'm going to put this in my top three of dance tunes ever. It's just a few...
Hoxton Hawes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Neil. I'm vaping. It's just so delicious to hear that song. I've never vaped in my life. I've never smoked, actually. Never had one cigarette, actually. My life.
Well done, you.
Apart from a sweetie cigarette when I was 7.
Huh.
I stole in the supermarket. This is ndebs at Godio email. I didn't steal that. I can't help a line. Neil, I'm delirious because I've had no sleep.
Yeah.
We're back from Australia, back from Thailand, more from Sydney Mardi Gras in a bit, and hopefully some more tales from Neil and your...
I might be able to share a little bit more about that, if you like. Yeah,
adventures,
I don't mind.
Adventures down in under.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's from one of his friends.
Yeah.
And is that taking us to the news? I could do something else.
No, yes. That'll do. Nathan Dorr on Gadio, that's called Sweet Lies. This is Neil and Debbie here. So if you want to tweet us, you can. It's at this is ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk.
You had some sweet lies, didn't you? Sweet lie downs in Thailand. Neil's been to Thailand and he had a fabulous time.
Land of the smile stuff. Land of the smile. One night in Bangkok, oh, yes. The
tough guys crumble.
Can't be too careful with your company. Walking next to
actually, next week I should do a freedom of choice for holiday songs, shouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any other songs to do with Thailand or Bangkok?
Huh. So I want to hear some stuff from Australia. What you think? What you saw?
We've played Kylie, and I played the didgeridoo earlier. Neil, get greedy.
I was going to say,
greedy on me. Right now, I haven't got time for that because we're going over to Mardi Gras. Three weeks ago, I was stood in great excitement along the parade. We were in the media pit, so it's just us and ABC in there.
Wow.
And a few other people that were, you know, we were the most fun. Mm. We were the most fun. And I was filming all the great parts of the parade. I got so emotional when the gay guide dogs went past.
Huh?
It was guide dogs and then their gay owners, their queer owners.
Lovely.
Oh, Neil, I lost it. I wanted to post the video, but I ugly cry in it.
Did you get to pet any?
No, no, security wouldn't let me
Security. Hold her back.
And we've heard about her and dogs. God, don't let any of that. But there was one particular float, Neil, that really, really caught my eye. And if I can tell you the name of the float, if you don't mind, Neil, it was the one, the only Asian marching boys and friends.
Oh.
And I've put this up on Twitter at ZendEbs, and you have promised you're going to put it up on Instagram. Would you like to play and describe what you can see, Neil? You might draw.
I can hear you in the background. Yeah. There's a handsome man there. Well, he's wearing shorts. Here comes the truck now. They're all dancing. Oh, mainly in Speedos.
Yes, all in Speedos,
and they're
Neil.
All dancing in a sort of a trooping dance procession together, same movements.
In a moment, you'll see my finger come up and I've actually... You'll see my finger come up and I point at men I think you might like.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. So right. Oh, this is like, perfect. Right, yeah. They're going past me now. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, hello.
Yes.
Okay. They've got little turquoise Speedos on and little waist jackets and cowboy hats.
Right, here he comes up. He's coming up now, this moment now.
Right.
Really
right.
Hot guy. Three right. From the back.
Oh, really?
Three from the back.
Hang on.
Can you see him?
Oh, yes. No, you're spot. You followed him. Yeah.
I spotted
you
him.
You know so me, don't you?
We were post that. I'm sorry, Perfect Pete, if you're listening. This is before I realised Neil was quite so keen. but yeah, we'll post that. And, you know, I hope it doesn't come across as too shallow.
I've noticed
too shallow.
Saturday afternoon on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here, and we're a bit of an Australian theme going on the show this morning and this afternoon. And I, on my plane ride out to Thailand, I was listening to a load of podcasts and what have you. I found this podcast called It Happened in Hollywood, where they get sort of either a lead actor or the writer director of a particular film, and they interview them about the making of the film, the story behind it, etc., etc. And there's one all about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The interviewee was Seth Abramovich, I think he's called, and the writer-director, Stephen Elliott of Priscilla, was on. Now, the story of how they got the shot of the bus with Guy Pearce and the dress is, I'm going to save that for next week. But I wanted to bring you this, because this is pretty imminent. In fact, he says in about a month, but I think this is about 3 weeks ago. He's describing Priscilla the Party, which is this new version of the stage show that is coming to London's West End.
Right.
Listen to this. It's great.
We're doing a full AI immersive in the round version of the stage show with a new book, new songs, new everything. That's in rehearsals in London now. We will open in about a month. We're going full AI and we're going to reinvent it again in the weirdest possible way.
Did you say AI?
Yes, it's AI driven. Or some of the tricks you don't know what AI is capable of. It's a live show in the rounds where we'll have 1,000 people standing. The show is on the move. It's immersive. And let's say the camera will be able to pick someone in the audience and throw them up onto the LEDs and turn them into drag queens on the flick of a switch. So audience members can actually join the show in full drag, even though they're not dressed in drag.
Wow.
It's called Priscilla the Party.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Excuse me, when I heard about Priscilla the Party, I thought it was just going to be, don't get me wrong, fans watching Priscilla.
Yeah.
Which, as much as I love that, an ABBA turd, I didn't know it was going to be that. That's like ABBA Voyage, but Priscilla.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my God, love, should we go?
We have to go.
And also, can they please, when we go, can we please have the flip-flop outfit? That's the one I want. Bugsy, the flip-flop outfit.
Kelly B featuring Miss Dynamite. Lights on KDO.
Lights on, lights off. What's that song from? Oh my God, buzz him when you know Neil's going to do nothing. What's it? Lights on, lights off. What's that song?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lights on, lights off.
Oh, someone will know. Answers on a postcard.
Oh, it's not like we're in the biz or anything. We should know that. Lights, lights on, lights off. Ugh, poop. This is ndebs@gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. The more I go to Australia, the more I love it, Neil. I wish our politicians, you've really, really tickled my fancy with, what does that mean? I've said that, do you remember?
I love it when you say something like that. You think, what is the origin of that, actually? Who came up with tickle my fancy?
Come here.
Come here and I'll tickle your fancy.
That's actually awful.
I know.
Let me tickle your fancy. Hello, please. Do you hear that? That person just said to me. Vis-a-vis Australia and all things Australian, like we're just talking about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I can't wait to hear more about that next week. This is a politician from Australia who I can never get bored of this clip. I think her name is Jackie.
Right.
And this was her responding to someone who wanted to put something to do with the stadium up. And she spoke from the people, by the people.
I simply want to say this to Rocky. Listen and listen very carefully, Rocky. It's as simple as this. Tasmanians have had a bloody gutful over your stadium. And you can stick it up their bum. That's what's going on.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much.
So good.
Isn't it great? So you've got Macron like posing in all these like boxing.
Oh yeah, he's doing
pictures.
His Putin. He's doing his best Putin. Yeah, yeah.
Why do people do that?
Oh, I don't
all
know.
I pray is that Trump, if he ever gets back into power, don't let him do that. Don't let him take his clothes off, please.
I don't think there's any chance of that, love.
I think I'd press the button if he did that.
Dua Lipa, training season on Gaydio.
Trading season.
Training.
What is that?
Training.
Oh, training. Mm. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. In a moment, well, you know what my favourite show in the world is, Neil, don't you? It's my favourite film ever.
Star Wars, yeah, lovely. Yeah.
I would actually ring an 0898 number if that still existed, just to hear Darth breathing.
Yeah, yeah, but you can do it for free now on your thing, you when you press your button.
Yeah, but there's a thrill of ringing an 0898 number, Neil. Yeah. I would ask for that, or Miley Cyrus speaking, anything Heather Peace does. That would be my 0898. We should do that next week. What's your 0898?
Yeah.
What's your 0898 dream? What would you pay money for to hear?
Would you be paying it, or would you do it on somebody else's bill? That's the trick, isn't it?
I think it's a very dull question, Neil. I've got some breaking news for you right now. This has just come in on the wire, and first of all, guess who's confirmed to be headliner at Birmingham Pride? It's the first of the Prides
I can't believe it. Nearly there, aren't we? Yeah, go on. Who is it?
Our friend, we've interviewed her quite a few times, actually. Met her on the dance floor.
Oh, Sophie.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Mm. Seb will be there. And she's really, honestly, that has revitalised her career, isn't it?
Oh, Saltburn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Met her on the dance floor. It's so posh, isn't it? Dance floor.
Mm.
Second bit of news, Cheryl Baker's child has come out as gay, which is wonderful.
Yes, yeah, saw that.
And the third bit of news is that this is from Malcolm Prince, the beautiful producer of.
She's been making her mind up, hasn't she? Sorry. There you are.
So Malcolm Prince, who is the beautiful producer of Paul Grady, our dear, dear friend, much missed. And there's a new show called The Life and Death of Lily Savage, which is going to be on ITV at 9 p.m. at the end of this month. So Friday, 29th of March. So we will be able to talk about it.
Can't wait.
Friday, 29th of March, 9 p.m. And it's all about, I used to love Lily Savage. I don't know anyone who didn't like Lily Savage.
Genius invention.
It is,
when I worked in Blackpool, he did a season up there. And Lily did a season up there.
I'm afraid.
He did a couple of seasons. He did one down the end of the pier and one at the Grand Theatre with Bob Down. Oh, they did Swan Lake together. Oh, it was the funniest thing, love. Honestly.
I bet it was
brilliant.
See, we weren't even there, and just picturing Lily Savage and Bob
doing
Down.
Doing Swan Lake.
It's just, I don't need to know anymore.
There you go.
There we go. I hope they feature that on there. So that's going to be end of the month, and we'll be watching that. And I miss Lily all the time, and our beautiful beloved Paul O'Grady.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio this Saturday. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. We are also on Instagram. This Is Ndebs is where you'll find us there.
Maybe it's... Is Perfect Pete got in contact? If you've missed the start of the show, Neil met quote unquote 4 or 5 people while he was away in Bangkok. And Perfect Pete turned out to be his favourite. He was man number 5, please. Man number 5 to order point number 2, please. Has he got back in contact yet, Neil?
Excuse me. Yes, we're talking. Yeah.
What, during the show? That's very unprofessional.
No, not during the show. No.
Okay. So, Neil, I'm going straight over to something that happened in the week. And to be honest with you, I'm so jet-lagged, I can't even spell Gaydio.
Right.
I can't do anything like with big numbers at the moment.
Okay.
I just can't do it. And I was sat on my sofa on Thursday night, and I watched the most incredible show. And I really wanted to go to bed. I went, no, I've got to watch this. And it was all to do with my favourite film of all time.
Right.
And Drop the Bed, Neil, while I put this recorder to my lips. It's Star Wars, of course, Neil.
Yes, of course. How delightful.
The show that was on BBC Two, which is available on iPlayer, is Carrie Fisher, A Life in 10 Pictures.
Oh, right.
Holy poop. It was, I'm going to say, the best documentary I've seen in ages. Oh, Neil, God bless you, the cantina. Oh, look, there's that thing that looks like a shark. There's Greedo, that greedy, bad bounty hunter.
I don't like you. Neither my friends.
Set her off now.
So, Carrie Fisher, this is photo number 4 or 5, and I'm just going to describe it because they go through her life in, quote-unquote, 10 pictures. And this is one of her in between Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford. Sorry, it sounds like a dodgy picture. It's just, it's from a press conference when they were promoting the film.
Right.
Now, this is clip number one. You might need to drop the bed a tiny bit, Neil, because it's too arousing. I won't be able to concentrate. And this is the photo they're describing.
After only a year at drama school, Carrie landed the role of Star Wars female lead, rebel leader, Princess Leia.
I can say from my generation, we were starved of female heroines. And Leia was everything to me as a kid. She was this incredible, dominant, authoritative presence. She was funny. She was quick. And Carrie seemed to bring something of herself that meshed exactly with that character.
Carrie, you play in this film what I might describe as a damsel in distress, but a very unusual one in that you seem to be a very liberated, outspoken damsel. Is that what actually appealed to you about the part?
Well, it was, what appealed to me was that George Lucas, who wrote it and also directed it, didn't want a damsel in distress, didn't want your stereotypical princess, you know, sort of a victim, frightened, incapable of dealing with a situation without the guys. So he wanted a fighter. He wanted someone who was independent.
Someone can please get a bowl of unsexism to John Stapleton, who asked that stupid question.
Well, it was the 70s, love, wasn't it? The
80s. I don't care, love. If he'd watched the show, he'd know that Princess Leia is a kick-ass heroine, not a quote-unquote, a damsel in distress.
Oh, no, a dick.
This is the dictionary definition. A young woman in danger. The term often refers to a stock character in fiction who is rescued by a male hero who needs her help or protect her, e.g. a kidnapped princess locked in a tower.
Right.
He clearly hasn't seen Star Wars.
No,
and what
that's
a sexist, stupid question.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's number two, and I never knew this about Carrie Fisher.
After only a year at drama school,
same clip. Oh. Hang on. So here's the clip I meant.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I absolutely
classic
never knew.
On the show.
I never knew this. Actually, we'll go to a song and I'll come back with
it.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea because you've lost
the
clip, haven't you? Well done. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We're coming to a close end of the show, you know. It's flown by.
Not really. I want to say I can't wait for Sir Anthony of Murfett
right,
to be on air. It's Gaydio Request starts next. And he said he hoped we had a lovely holiday.
Certainly did. Thank you.
Yes, we did. I haven't even had time to talk about this. What, I had to smuggle on the plane.
Oh.
I was Lisa's mule.
It's got to keep you going, isn't it?
Look.
What are they? Alan's? They?
3 kilos of Alan's snakes alive.
Oh, I love those. They look
snakes.
Delicious.
Oh, does that remind you of Perfect Pete now? And I've also got cherry ripes and violet crumbles, which I've got here. So we'll have a virtual buffet. You're right.
Not really, but carry on.
And some twisters that no longer have palm oil.
Oh, well,
canola
well
oils, that's great. Mm. So we'll go into that, because we haven't finished with our holiday stories
yet.
No,
we've got 30 boring. Seconds on this link, technically.
We haven't finished boring you with
our holiday snacks.
Photos. Well, you never know, we might get Perfect Pete on for next week. Wow. So, and also, I've run out of time to do the Carrie Fisher story, so we'll have to do that next week as well.
Okay, and more from Priscilla next week as well.
Yeah.
I can't wait
ooh,
to share that story.
Ooh, I bet you tune in for that.
The Blessed Madonna. That's called Happier on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. That is just about your lot for today's show.
No.
I can't believe it. It's flown.
Oh, shut up, Neil.
I
haven't even talked about the films on the plane. Oh. Did you watch any of the films on Ukraine?
Oh, they had Oppenheimer. I couldn't face it.
Love, I tell you what, you need to do a reverse Percy there because I watched, we'll go into this next week, I watched...
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Lisa and I both watched it and we both, at the end of it, took our headphones off and went, I wish I hadn't watched that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, I know what they were doing, but and it was genius in parts, but Oppenheimer, I started watching it and my meal went cold on the tray. I was obsessed. Oppenheimer is bloody brilliant.
Wow.
But anyway, more about that on Film 2024 next week with Nino Daddy. Have a beautiful week, you beaut sweets.
See you next time.
Extra, tweet all about it.
Oh, Clash. Neil, are you okay?
I'm absolutely fine, yeah.
Blink twice if you need help. Yeah, blink twice, it's all right. It's podcast extra bits with Neil and Debbie, so we can be a bit sweary here sometimes. Not always, do we?
Not always. Most of the time, but not always.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Neil, I have to commend you. First of all, isn't it lovely to be back?
It's gorgeous. Genuine. Yeah.
It's so... I
can't actually see your face. Could you move your camera around?
Oh, sorry, love.
Lovely. Talking to a void.
Be careful what you wish for. We look at each other on Zoom when we do this. There's a lot of people who are in radio who they work with people who they really don't like, and you can hear it on air.
Mm.
I'm going to mouth you the name of two people I know who can't bear each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They
work together on that commercial station. They really don't like each other. And when the songs are down, when the faders are down, when the songs are getting played, they don't speak.
Oh, that's terrible. What's the point of doing that show if you're not going to get on
greed
with somebody?
Greed, love, because they get paid a fortune for talking cack.
Yeah.
But we don't get a fortune for paying cack.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant. We really are going to the dogs here at the end of the show, aren't we?
No, what I was going to say is, in a nutshell, in the words of David Cassidy...
Are you going to tickle my fancy, are you?
No. But it's lovely to be back on air because we really do enjoy each other's company.
We do,
Neil.
Yes. Yeah, it's the only time we get to see each other.
Look away! Oh! And you have caught a bug back on the plane,
Or in the airport. Somebody said to me yesterday that those, you know, the trays that you put through the security with your bags and your laptop and everything, they can be where you get your germs from there. They're really bad for all that kind of infestation.
That's why I lick them, Neil. That's why I lick them. By the way, I must apologise to security in Sydney Airport. Have you ever watched those airport shows?
Oh, yeah, where they... Take to one
it's
side.
It's just snack. It's just snack.
Yeah.
It's not food. It's snack. and they absolutely rip people a new one if they haven't ticked. You've got food.
Yeah.
Or if people try and smuggle worse things in. I mean, it's Australia take no prisoners.
No.
They really well they did because we sent them.
Well, yeah.
But they really take no prisoners at the airport, and they are tough. So when I go through, I really overemphasize the fact that I've never done anything criminal in my life.
Right, right.
So I walk through and I'll go, "Salutations, sir!" You know, I'll really go over the top. I've almost got a monocle and a walking cane.
Oh, really, yeah.
Like, I really go over the top. And you know the machine where you have to walk through and you've got to put your hands up like that and the thing goes...
That one.
Well, I really... This sounds odd, but I really miss being frisked.
Oh, do you?
Nightclubs. So when I used to go to Heaven, I loved it when you got patted down. Sometimes I put a little something fun in my pocket.
Did you?
So I go, what's that? And I go, Nurofen.
Right.
So what did you think it was? So what are you incinerating?
Yeah.
So... I went through and the person said, please go over there. And I sort of went straight over to the guy, went over to the man who was at the other side of the woof woof machine.
Right.
And I put my hands up and I spread my legs.
And I'm waiting. Yeah.
Mm. And he went, no, you can move on. And I was like, I think he heard me go, oh.
That's the way to deal with it, isn't it?
It really is. Just go really for it and go, I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I could just go ahead.
Yeah.
Because if you look like you're sheepish, then they will.
Yeah,
you know,
no, exactly. Yeah,
you in that room and give you the glove.
If you're lucky.
That's what happens. Yeah. I was hoping.
Is it true you got upgraded on the plane? Is that true?
Oh, love, we had the best crew ever. I want to say, we didn't, you know... I'm not doing favours here, but I loved the crew that we were with. Mm. When we went over there, Lisa's very good friends with a lot of people in the airlines because right, she used to fly.
Yeah, indeed.
She used to fly.
Mm.
And we got greeted by Johnny. Girls, I'll be over in a minute. And so, you know, did the things. We were back in economy, we were in a horse class.
Mm.
And he came down, he says, girls, have this on me. And he gave us two glasses of champagne.
Oh, wow.
And some pyjamas. From first class, which I immediately got into and walked up and down going, oh, you've got these, not got these pyjamas from first class. You're just wearing those clothes. From TK Maxx, are you? And throughout the flight, he kept coming down and goes, girls, can I give you a Baileys? And they blocked off two lots of seats for us. So we stretched out, you know, the whole plane.
Oh, wow.
Which is wonderful. And on the way back, we got invited upstairs to first class to have a drink.
Oh, my goodness. That's
we loved it. Neil, honestly, how are the other half live when they go to first class?
I know, yeah. It's different, isn't it? Yeah,
they were lying down, Neil. We had our knees scrunched up under our eyeballs for nearly 24 hours.
Yeah.
And on the way back, it was awful because this lady, I felt really sorry for actually, she was 80. She told us she was 80 and she was on the aisle seat.
Mm.
Well, I pee more times than a racehorse, Neil. And I said, I'm so sorry. Could I just squeeze past?
Mm.
And she took about an hour to get up.
Oh, no.
And then we saw her when the food came round in that horrible schlop tray.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got foil on
food.
It.
Yeah.
What you get in prison.
Yeah.
It's what you get in prison. Yeah. And we saw her taking a whole load of her medication with her food, so she really wasn't well.
Oh, God.
And I was like, excuse me, could you get up again?
Mm.
So I did feel really bad for her.
Mm.
But can I give you a little tip when you're going abroad?
Right.
Take your own plastic cutlery because you cannot eat with that lolly wooden stick that they give you now.
I got on my Thai Air. The Taiwanese airline that I've flown, Ava Air. We had metal cutlery.
Were you first
class? I was quite surprised. No.
No.
In steerage.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You're in steerage, were you?
Mm.
Did you make any... The first thing I do, Neil, which you know, when you get on that plane, is to make eye contact with people from our community.
Yeah, no, they were quite straight-laced. Lovely girls. I was hoping there'd be a nice young man there, but nothing at all.
Nothing.
For me to flirt with. But
just the horses, Neil. Just the horses from Batman. Do you remember that? Honestly, I don't know how she got away with it.
Oh, she's wicked.
Yeah. She's really wicked.
Really wicked.
Do you remember when we did... We'll end on this because we're both falling asleep. When we went... When she came into Gaydar.
Oh, yeah.
And
off
I don't
hook.
Know why we did it, but that interview...
We put her live on air, didn't we?
We put her live on air at 9:30 in the morning.
I know.
I mean, she started talking about Grindr.
Mm.
And bear in mind that we're Gaydar. You don't really talk about a rival at that point, do you?
Right,
she started talking about Grindr. And then she started talking about illegal things.
I know.
And producer Robin, I've never seen... He cartooned hold his way into the studio.
That's right, yeah.
Play a song, go to a song!
Yeah.
Go to a song!
I was hovering over the mic, you know, all the way through that interview, yeah.
It was absolute jeopardy, wasn't
it? Yeah, but if you were listening, you'd have loved every second, wouldn't
you? Oh, my God.
Right on the edge, it was.
It was up there, and this will go in the book. It was up there. My other favourite interview that we ever did was with Joan Rivers.
Mm, yeah.
And that was the live.
That was airplane related, wasn't it? She'd just come in off the red eye, hadn't she, from LA?
She come off the red eye, and she was taking no prisoners, was she?
No.
And we'd sort of asked her any questions, and this was her answer.
We'd watched loads of YouTube clips
of
her talking about wrestling, and we fed her all the stuff that we thought would get reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just said things like this.
Calm down, fatso. Are we supposed to be excited or thrilled or shocked? Well, I couldn't care either way.
And what was meant to be like a half-hour interview asked, and I can tell you this, 4:37.
Yeah.
And Neil and I, we were just looking at each other going, have you stole my questions up? Because her answers were yes or no.
I know.
The best bit
was when we got tell a Dorchester Hotel.
Yeah.
I'll just put you through 1 second.
Yeah,
that was the best bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah. We have to play, actually, we should replay that.
Mm, yeah.
Shouldn't we?
It was awful, but for all the right reasons. It was good, but for all the wrong... I don't know.
Do you know, we've had absolutely no sleep.
No.
We've had no sleep. And if you want a sort of visual of what we look like, this is what we look like right now. So we will see you next week.
Neil and Debbie.
This. Tasmania's about a bloody gutful over your